Year round, young artists make their way to Squeaky Wheel in downtown Buffalo for media arts classes.
I just got enrolled in it just because my mom wanted me to do something over the summer instead of locked in my room like usual.
Artist Zaire Goodman has been taking classes for about 3 years. He's one of six students who joined Saturday Cafe in January, an experimental youth media education project that challenges advanced students who meet on the weekend and not after school.
School is just like super draining during the weekdays, and on weekends, people are generally speaking a lot more active and free with their time.
Squeaky Wheel Education Director Kevin Klein says the program gives students a space where they can express themselves outside of after-school programs.
Just like the rest of us, you know, they've spent 8 hours doing something, and like to try to utilize the creativity and what they could do and their focus, you know, we thought maybe separately on a Saturday we could just really get them to build out who they are in a practice, and we just have more flexibility, creatively speaking.
That flexibility has led to Saturday Cafe's first exhibition, Ruined. Students collectively decided the theme would examine social and cultural systems they feel are failing through video and mixed media installations. Artist Dominique Scruggs created collages out of magazines that hang from the ceiling.
At first, I didn't know how I wanted my piece to be, and it's not really just one thing. It's like multiple things, like in one piece. So things that's going wrong in the world, like abortion laws, animal neglect.
Scruggs says the class allows her to explore ideas without getting held back.
You can be yourself. You can be goofy around people here because, like, they don't judge you.
This type of environment allows artists like Brianna Roberts to explore topics like genocide and how she says the government in Sudan has failed its people.
It's a sad topic. It made me cry when I heard about it, and then working on the video made me cry at first, but then I got over it because then I started getting, like, this feeling like this is, like, really crazy. Like, this could happen in the United States, and they wouldn't care. They didn't care about it in Sudan, so why would they care about here?
Robert says she thought hard about the best way to represent the people who deserve justice.
If someone can see my video, I want them to be like, okay, this is what's going on. I want to really represent the situation really well. So it's hard, and I got to take my feelings away because I don't want to just overload it with a bunch of, like, I don't know, propaganda or something like that. I just want to represent the topic well, and then I want to execute it well, and then I want to show them, like, this is what's going on. Someone help in, like, a creative way.
Many of the projects are accompanied with headphones for their audio. Goodman's project highlights his writing skills, utilizing text designs.
It's pretty interesting, but also, like, insanely difficult to use.
Goodman chose to do his piece on active shooter drills in schools because he says they don't work.
They're flawed in almost every way. So I thought maybe if a lot of people could see it, we could, like, spread the word out and change how we do these.
Through Saturday Cafe, young makers have found a way to have their voice heard. Now all that's left is to share their work with the public. And in Scruggs' case, hopefully some close friends.
I tried to invite them, and I kind of threatened them. I was like, if you don't come, our friendship is ruined. So, like, and they were just like, okay. And then they said, don't come. Because, like, they always make excuses. Like, the last time we hung out, like, out of school was on my birthday, and I was in June. So, like, I was like, if you don't come, like, I'll come to your house because I know where they live. So, like, yeah. So, Jessica.
Always Jessica.
Yes, it's always Jessica.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.